The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you the person who's always giving and never getting anything in return? Do you feel unappreciated, unfulfilled, and unhappy about it? You know, there's always something to say about giving without expectation from others, but when you give and you give and you give, you're going to run out of energy. You run out of your resources, and honestly, sometimes you just run out of the desire to give anymore. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and welcome to today's show. If you're a woman of a certain age, we were taught from a very young age that it was our role to do for others. We did for our parents when we were younger because they were our parents. And as we aged and they aged, we do for them again because isn't that what children do? They take care of their parents. We were taught when you get married, you'd give whatever's necessary to keep your spouse happy. And whether it was a good meal waiting on the table after work or giving in to whatever your husband wanted, we were ingrained to do what others wanted first. We did what was expected of us. We deferred to others. And, you know, in the case of our spouses, we deferred to their dreams because we always wanted to support them. And sometimes that meant that we gave and we never saw anything in return. And there's a whole philosophy here about when you expect something in return that you're giving it for the wrong reason. But for those who give and keep giving, you absolutely run out of energy. Your well hasn't been restored. It hasn't been refilled. If you're a parent with children, the day that child was born and actually the day that child was conceived and you knew about it, your priorities have been to take care of your child or your children. And that's normal. That's natural for parents because especially when children are young and innocent, you brought them into the world and of course you're going to be responsible for them. I know that most parents I know would lay down their lives for their children. And even as the children age and became adults, parents are still deferring their own happiness until their children are happy and settled. Now, does all that sound familiar to you? It just has been the way of life for those of us that are considered baby boomers or even the generation that came after us. And I'm happy to see that there are younger generations that are learning to put themselves first. But that wasn't a lesson that those of us that were born a long time ago started off with. And by the time we hit 50 or 60, if it even took that long, giving to others was our first priority, but we just get tired, more like exhausted, and we just want a moment when we wish someone else would help us out. And if that happens, honestly, sometimes we're usually shocked and somehow then feel guilty because someone else had to help us out. It really is, you know, an unusual situation that to ask for help, we feel guilty and then we don't ask. It's painful to ask for help because we're not used to it. We're used to being independent. We're used to taking care of others, but not asking for help. So if you're in that place where you don't feel like you can give anymore, then good for you. You're exhausted and you're out of energy. And this is the time that you have to give up the need to please someone else and just give to yourself for a change. And again, and I'm speaking to those of us that are, you know, the 40s to 60s, 70s range, and this is how we were taught. We were taught always to give and always to give others first. And today I want to talk about what you can do to restore your energy and to give to yourself when everything that you've learned goes against that being a priority. You know, we hear these conversations about, well, you're just being selfish because, you know, you're doing what you want to do. Well, yes, sometimes we are selfish and that's okay. Every person that we deal with has their own priorities. So if someone's telling you that you're being selfish, It's because you're not doing what they want you to do. You're not following their priorities. And honestly, aren't they being selfish by wanting you to dedicate all your time to what they want? So if you think about taking care of yourself first, I want you to take the very first simple step that you need to take when you're in this place. And that simple step is to simply realize where you are and to be okay with it. Now, it may sound something like this, and I'm just going to use this as an example. I've made my family or work or friends or whoever my priorities, but I want more for myself. I'm glad for what I've done up to this point, but now I need something for me. It's a simple statement, and it's one that you can commit to for yourself. You're not saying you're never ever going to do anything for anyone else. You're just acknowledging that you have been giving and giving, and you need to put yourself as your own priority. And whether it's for a minute or an hour or a day or a week or completely when it has to do with a relationship with someone else, you just have to acknowledge that you're in this space where now it's your time. It needs to be your time so you can restore your energy. And I know you've probably heard this before, but when you run on empty, and this is the same way with your gas tank, you're not getting very far when your tank's empty. And if all you've done is given and you haven't refilled your tank, you're not much help to other people, even though you may want to be. You find yourself exhausted and really not doing your best or giving it what you know you need to because you are just exhausted. So this first simple step is just to realize where you are and to be okay with it. If you are exhausted and you don't feel like you can do one more thing for someone else, you can't help them. You have to help yourself. And I want you to think about that for a moment. Think about what happens when you just can't do another thing. Do you feel guilty because you're out of energy? Well, take a look at why you're out of energy. And it's because all you've been doing is helping others. And this is acknowledging where you are right now. And then the second part of this, and it truly is a simple step, is to be okay with where you are. Now, I know you're worn out, and it's easy to feel taken for granted by those around you. And if you put your energy in those kinds of thoughts, meaning you've been taken for granted, you're just going to churn through and feel worse about everything. And that's not what you need to do right now. If you're reliving every slight, every I gave and gave and got nothing in return, and you're living in that feeling that you're being taken for granted, you're just wallowing in your pain. And sometimes that pain becomes martyrdom. And I know because I've been there. I have been that person that felt like a martyr. Well, wait a minute. My husband died, and I did this, and I did that, and where's my friends, and where's my family? We've all gone through it at times in our lives, but that doesn't make you feel better. It sure didn't do me any good whatsoever. It just made me feel worse. So what I acknowledged was, okay, I'm in this place where I'm tired of giving. My life has radically changed, and I can't give anymore. I need to put myself as a priority. And I'm okay with what I've done up to this point because I did the best that I could do. And I did what I thought was the best that I needed to do, but I'm in a different place right now. Now, doesn't that feel better to you than saying, I kept giving and nobody gave me back? Of course it does, because you're focusing on what you did do, not what didn't happen. Allow yourself to be okay with where you are at this very moment. Let go of what has been and allow yourself to be open, to be indulged, to be pampered by your own choices. And what a better way to start off the new part, this new part of your life's journey. And think about that for just a minute. If you've decided that you need to be your own priority, that you need to put yourself first in most cases, or at least in more cases, if that's how you feel and you've never felt that way before, you're starting out on a new journey, and isn't that exciting? It's fresh. You are putting the past behind you. You're excited and you're looking towards the future. So now what? So now what are you going to do? And that can be a challenging question for someone who is only given to others in the recent past. If all you've done is given and now you're asking yourself, now what for me? That may be a harder question than you could have even imagined. So like everything else that we do, I focus on the simple. I focus on what's important right now and take it one step at a time. This isn't about taking some major leap and radically changing your life. You've made a decision. You can ease into it and you can do it simply. So now a couple things that I'm going to suggest is if you have family or friends that you are close to, okay, you don't have to share this information with everybody you know and every family member. I'm talking about the people that you're close to, whether it's your spouse or your children or even your parents. Tell them what's going on in your life. Because if you start to change and they don't understand why, it's going to be a little scary to them. But if you're just upfront, tell them what your needs are. Don't tell them what you don't like or, you know, don't tell them that you've given and you're tired of giving because nobody gives anything in return. I mean, that's that negative focus, and we don't want you to go there. But talk about with them why you need to spend some time and make yourself a priority. I'm just exhausted. And I need to just restore my energy. I just need some time for myself to feel better than I do right now. And you know I'll be back and I will give again and again because that's what I do. But this is for me, and I hope you'll understand. It's important to share this information. And when you do, focus on what you want. Focus on what you need. Don't focus on what you don't want. Explain how you feel. Tell them you're tired. Tell them you're unfulfilled. Tell them you want to feel free to do some things that you're excited about. And if you can, let them know what you need. And what you need is their understanding. You would like to have their support, but maybe, you know, maybe they can't give that to you. But that's okay. You can say, I'd like your support, but if you're not able to give it to me, that's okay. Just ask for you to understand why this is important for me. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not asking you to change your life for me. I'm just asking you to understand what I need right now. Now, if you're one of the lucky people who knows exactly what you need, then go for it. Make a plan or not, be impulsive or be a free spirit. If you know deep inside of you what you need more than absolutely anything else, go for it. Do what's calling you and do it without hesitation. So, example, if you've always wanted to be that person that's outdoors and hiking or kayaking or biking or whatever the case may be, and you haven't been able to do it for a long time or you haven't done it at all, go do that. Because going and doing that thing that you're passionate about but you haven't had time for is exactly what you need right now. Think about fulfilling that dream you've had for a long period of time that you know you can do, and you know you have the resources to do, you know you now have the time to do, and it's your time, go do that. But if you're like most people, you may be saying, well, I don't exactly know what I want, but I know what I don't want anymore. I don't want to just be giving and giving and giving. I want to do something for myself. It's okay not to know exactly what you want right now. Again, it's simple steps, and we are going to take this one simple step at a time. And honestly, not knowing specifically what you want to do is actually a good place. You know what you don't want, but now you can create for yourself without having any preconceived notions about what you should or shouldn't do. You can allow your possibilities to be unlimited. And feel free to start small, or I call it simple. Of course, I've always called it simple. So here's a couple questions to ask yourself. As you sit there right now, what would you like to do at this moment, or this afternoon, or tomorrow? Taking a simple step towards doing for yourself doesn't mean you have to have some big leap or a grand plan. It's just not important. First of all, you don't have to leap. You don't have to cross the big chasm in your life. More than likely, there isn't some big void to fill in your life. There isn't some radical action you have a need to take anyhow. You just want your life to be better than what it is now, and you want the freedom to do what you want to do. You just have to figure out what that is. So this isn't about making a radical change in your life. I like the phrase, it's not about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You're just going to maybe turn the temperature up a little bit. And that's what you're doing for your life. So if you can sit there and say, here's a good example. I just want to have some quiet time to read a book. Then go do that. If you need to pack a blanket and go sit in a park to have time to yourself, then go do that. I mean, sometimes, especially if you have family and children around, it's easy to be distracted and, oh, they need this or that or the next thing. So you may need to go away just somewhere. Go to Starbucks and sit down and read a book and have your favorite beverage. Give yourself the time to do what you want to do. And reading a book is a simple thing to do. You know, maybe you want to just go sit out in your backyard and sit on a swing and relax and enjoy the scenery. It can be that simple. When you're taking this time to yourself, when you're giving yourself the time that you need to re-energize and to just feel better, you're giving to yourself, and it doesn't matter how small it is. If you want to go for a pedicure, go have a pedicure. If you want to go try a new restaurant or call a friend that you haven't talked to in ages, then do those things. Notice that none of them are major. But think about it. You may call an old friend you haven't talked to for a while and discover that you live closer than you realized you did because they moved or you moved or the case may be. Or you find something that you had in common that you have really missed out on these last few years. And you make a plan to get together and enjoy what you used to enjoy together. Making these small steps, these small efforts, can result in things that you don't even expect. And then the world is open to you with all these other possibilities you never have considered or not considered for a long time. And when you've actually done what called you, I want you to take an extra minute or two to think about how it felt. And this is really important. If you called and had a great conversation with an old friend, you feel good about that conversation. It was such a simple thing to do, and it made you feel better. So maybe you'll try it again. Maybe there's another friend. Or maybe you sat down and you read a book. For example, I hadn't read a nonfiction book in probably years. And out of the blue, I decided to pick up a nonfiction book. I used to read fiction books, and Jack would make a joke that once I was in my zone of reading, there was no talking to me. And I used to love to read fiction. Well, I found myself in the exact same place, and I hadn't been there for at least 10 years. So it was such a joy to do that. And I felt better. I felt energized. And of course, then I wanted to go find another book. Any of these things that you try that are things that call you, think about how you feel after you've done them. Because when you recognize you feel better, you just want to do them again, or you want to try something new. It makes you feel good. You're relaxed, you're energized, and maybe you're even content. Now acknowledge those feelings. And if you have close family or friends, you know, those ones you kind of told what was going on in the beginning in the first place, tell them how it felt. Tell them how it made you feel to do this one simple thing for yourself that you've always wanted to do. Now, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to set aside a few minutes every day to just think about what would make you happy. You don't have to make plans. You don't have to act on anything. I want you just to think about what would make you happy. And you can keep a list. You can write a list down. So on those days when you can't think of what you'd like to do, you can go back to your list and go, oh, ooh, I want to do that, or I forgot about that. I want to go do this, or I want to try that, or I want to go there. So you have a stock, so to speak, of things that you can do because they energized you, they made you feel good, or just to think about them made you feel good. If you are looking at things that you want to do, the one caution I make is don't make these things predicated on someone else's response or reaction or participation. You're doing this for you and to re-energize yourself. And if you rely on someone else at this time and they don't want to do something or don't like what you've done, then you're back into that place of subjugating your own needs to someone else. This is truly about you. So now that you've set yourself up and you've got these things that you've thought about just a few minutes every day, write them on a list, stick them on a piece of paper, throw it in a jar. Commit to following through on your choices. Now, maybe you can't do this every day. Maybe there's certain days of the week that you just know you don't have time for anything, but then there's other days that you do. Make a commitment to yourself that several times a week, you do something that makes you feel good, that restores your energy, that is just for you, not for someone else. There's always going to be responsibilities that will come first. You know what they are, and you're never going to give up on your responsibilities. You're a responsible person. It's important to you, but you can still take the time for yourself. Not every minute of every day of every week of every month of every year has to be given away to someone else. There's lots of time for you. Take that time because when you do that on a regular basis, one, you're going to feel better, but you're going to start to see yourself as a priority too. And think about how much happier and better you're going to feel when you realize that you're happier and that you feel good. And that sounds like it's a circular conversation, but isn't that what you wanted in the first place? Wasn't this all about you've given until you're exhausted and you just want to be restored? You want to feel better. You didn't do anything major. You didn't do anything radical. You just made a decision to put your needs first. You put your needs at the top of your priority list as often as you can. Now, if you need to give to someone else, you know that there's always going to be time for yourself. And you'll take time to choose yourself. You'll take time to take care of others when you have to. But what used to drain you will take the back seat or at least not be what drives you anymore. You're the one that's going to drive the car. You're the one that's going to drive your energy and your inclination, your desires to take care of yourself, because that's what makes you happy and that's what restores your energy. And you know, when your energy is restored and you want to give, because giving feels good too, you're better prepared to give because you gave to yourself too. There's a balance in life. There's a balance in giving. There's a balance in taking. There's a balance in receiving. And for too long, you've only seen what it's like to give and not to receive. You've always seen what it's like to give to others, but not to yourself. And this is all about you now. And I hope you've gotten some ideas on what you can do for you. Because when you do for you, that's when you find yourself being happy and excited to do for others. Thanks for listening. I hope you've had a great week, and I hope you give yourself time to re-energize.